Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
After they are unable to stop the clock to get a field goal attempt and the clock runs out, Ken Dorsey loses his mind in the coaches. Were you anywhere near this coaches booth by chance? Like, I don't know where the coaches booth is in relation to the radio booth, but I would imagine anybody could hear Ken Dorsey within an earshot. Like, no! Because he was, dude, he lost it. He starts slamming the playbook. He's like punching the table and then throws it into the booth camera and breaks it. It was something out of a movie. It was so glorious.
Looked like a kid at Toys R Us. I mean, just mad, yelling at his parents. Ken Dorsey lost his mother bleeping mind.
He definitely hasn't been that mad since when he and Brett Romberg were roommates and Romberg probably drank his milk out of the mini fridge. Like that. It's like, that's the last time Ken Dorsey has been that mad, because it was an angst. I don't know. Like, maybe he didn't remember that he was on television, or there was a chance to tell, but it was such a great reaction. Normally you go to the head coach in that spot, but they're just like,
right,
you got to check this Dorsey. He's losing his mind.
There's a very happy producer over at CBS right now who's saying that was a good decision to go over to Dorsey. And by the way, I didn't realize. So I watched this on my phone after the game. I didn't realize Dorsey broke the camera. I thought somebody behind him, a coach, realized Dorsey's losing it right now and literally put their hand like over the camera.
Oh no!
To avoid the bleep show.
No, I saw it though. He threw something in that camera and broke it, dude. It was amazing. That was the thing that's sweet about it, dude. Like, this is a team that has been told, like, we've been told this is the Super Bowl favorite. They're ready to win this year.
And they crowned themselves, Tobin. They've crowned themselves.
They have.
Champions. Like, this is, you've heard a lot of people do this, right? This is their year.
Yep.
This is finally their year where they're going to take that step and win the Super Bowl. This fan base has crowned themselves.
They played like a horse's ass today in a lot of fashions. Like, dude, how about Josh Allen ripping the helmet off of Christian Wilkins? Now,
what happened?
Does Christian Wilkins have a questionable past? Has he been? Are there montages of him grabbing junk, poking areas that would not be appreciated by people? Is he no holds barred under those piles? That's perhaps the case, but I don't have any evidence to this. All I saw was a madman in Josh Allen rapidly ripping off his helmet like a crazy person, and he got a penalty for it, and quite frankly, deserves a suspension. Like, I think Josh Allen deserves to be suspended. If this was reversed, if this was sweet quarterback Josh Allen getting his helmet ripped off by menacing defensive lineman Christian Wilkins, people would be on First Take. They would be asking for blood in this case. And Josh Allen just kind of gets to go, oh, that's fiery. That's competitive, Josh Allen. No, it's not. You can't rip a guy's helmet. I can't sit here and hear about the Dolphins skating concussion protocol. You guys care about head injuries. And he rips off Christian Wilkins' helmet willy-nilly. This man needs to be punished severely.
Suspended at least a game. And Tobin, listen, I mean, I don't know what happened with Christian Wilkins there. I didn't see what happened under the pile. But listen, you know, you would say it all the time. Our corners, our DBs have
NFTF.
Right? NFTF, knows for the football. You know, Christian Wilkins, NFTP. you fill in that last word. You know what I mean? Like yeah, he's under the pile. He's got NFTP. And, you know, sometimes the guy at the other end of it will be a little uncomfortable for a minute. And you gotta compose yourself underneath there. You can't rip helmets off.
You got to grow up, dude. Like, if you're Josh Allen, keep yourself under composure. You know, they say he's like a little jokey jokester. Like, okay, you know, so's Christian Wilkins, but only one of them kept their cool in that spot. And he got you, dude. I mean, he got you in that spot. What can you say? By the way, Christian Wilkins, this is the second week in a row where this menace is just finding people like a battering ram behind. He is so scary.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, what about Tobin? What about Javon Holland? That big play again? What is that? His seventh, like, forced takeaway? In just 16 starts, I think I saw Barry Jackson tweet out, my guy Melvin Ingram, you want to talk about NFTF, knows for the football?
Dude.
That dude is a mother bleeping magnet anytime there's a loose ball.
Not only that, play the end of the game. Like, he is – what a pickup. Like, I kind of thought, like, I was like, oh, Melvin Ingram, what's that going to be? This guy has been, like, other than getting a lot of penalties, which is definitely a thing that he does, but, like, in the plays he doesn't get penalties, he's an impact player. Like, that is – he's definitely brought something, and you didn't think that – you know, a lot of new could have been brought to this Dolphins defense to make it better, but he certainly has made his impact felt so far this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Definitely been a thing.
What a win, Tobin. 3-0. Buffalo 2-1. Imagine having a loss this year, Tobin. Imagine having a loss this year.
What a bunch of losers. I mean, come on.
Couldn't be me.
Oh, well, we had a short week. Oh, did you? You played Ryan Tannehill on Monday.
Our bench was hot. We didn't have anybody covering our players on the sideline.
We were cramping. Listen, all right, you were cramping. So was Xavier Howard. I don't hear anybody bellyaching about it over here. What are we talking about? Oh, we were cramping. And by the way, how about them just like letting them have timeouts for like no reason, for like water breaks? What is this, peewee football? Are you just allowed? What do you want? What do you want? Orange slices?
What's the Theragun? Is that what it's called? Where like it's like a massage gun, the Theragun or whatever? What the hell is going on here? They ran out of timeouts. Their offensive lineman's on the field just getting blasted by the Theragun. And there's no more timeouts in the game. What the hell is going on there?
That dude was out there. He had like cucumbers over his eyes. He was like sipping on some like sparkling water. Like, what the hell was going on there?
They're feeding him grapes. They're feeding him bananas.
That was ridiculous.
To get the cramping to go away. I don't understand what the hell happened there.